before I start reading the scripture, I like to screen a video 5 minutes long that will explain the gospel work God has given to us to do in Southeast Asia, and also that has script written on the video, help you to understand without any explanation from me, because if I show the explanation through the video, it will be difficult for you to follow me because of my accent. So now you see the video now.
Thank you.
have been asked what I am going to talk this morning. I told you this from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 4 through 14. Gospel according to John, chapter 4, verse 4 through 14. Before I read that passage, I like to bring your kind attention on the background I am from, which help you to understand more what I am sharing. I was born in a nominal Christian home, but it is a traditional Christian home. My grandparents, my parents, myself, all were thinking we are Christians because we have Bible in the house, we have hymn books in the house, we have morning and evening family prayer in the house, we attend church regularly and interested in hearing, attending meetings of gospel preaching. And you know, when comparing with other people in the neighborhood, we thought we are Christians. But it took some time later to realize I need to make a commitment and receive forgiveness of my sins, because He came to this world to bear our sins and to climb on the cross to die for our, in our place, to give us forgiveness and open the gate of salvation. And then my grandmother, my mother, my father, myself, and today my children and my grandchildren have realized a personal salvation in Christ Jesus. So we are 4, 5, 6 generation of families who know the Lord individually. And today, myself and my children and grandchildren and my life, until 2018, my mother and my father was also alive and active for the Lord. This passage I like to read is talking about a very well-known story, globally known among the Christian community as well as general people, about our Lord feeding 5,000 men, women, along with some women and children, with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Let's read Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 4 through 14. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that even one of them may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in that place, so the men sat down in more, about 5,000. And Jesus took loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over the above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle of Jesus did, said, the seas of truth, the prophet that should come into the world. So Lord has done this with a particular purpose of revealing himself, because he was a child in the community, in the region of Galilee. He is known as the son of Joseph and Mary. And the community was not able to understand this is God himself incarnate, and he who emptied himself and came to this world. They only understood him because, you know, he never did any miracle until he came to the wedding of Cana. And so he was an ordinary child, but there is one difference. He was very diligent and very hard-working person in learning the word of God. When he was 12 years old, we see him sitting with the teachers and learning what they are teaching, and also asking questions so he can learn more. In fact, that has been surprised. People have been surprised by the way he is reacting to that people. And the teachers also. Because here is a 12-year-old boy. You know, until that year and after that year, we do not know whether he had gone back every year and asked this kind of questions. But there is one important thing. He himself has appeared to the public and also to us through the word at the age of 12 as a person capable of sitting with the teachers, accepted by the community and accepted by the rabbinical system for him to do that. That's very important to remember us, to know that the age 12 is very clear. That. But other than that, through his life he obeyed his parents and lived in the family and lived in the community. But definitely he had a character and a quality and a trustworthiness. That is why when he came back after the baptism in Jordan, in Judea, he called people to follow him as a disciples without any hesitancy, any reluctance, or thinking about, let us think about it, and without anything we see, one after the other, whoever he called, they left their trade, left their commerce, left their boat, left their family, left their job, and came after him and followed him. And Lord has revealed himself to these disciples and also in the community. Here is a work he is doing now to reveal who he is, and the people understood he is a prophet. But in that process, we are also able to see some truth regarding our responsibility. This young child who came with 5 barley loaves, 2 fishes. So all the men, 5,000, beside children and women, did not bring any food. Disciples did not bring any food. But this child brought food. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to listen to the Lord, learn from the Lord, no matter how long is the course, this course. You know, there was no activities other than continuous teaching. And he sat there and he wanted to make sure he does not want to miss any of the opportunity to learn from the Lord. And so he came with the preparation and he came with the food so he can continue again. I remember in the 70s when I was a student in Portland, Oregon, there was a known person that had Bill Goddard. I do not know how many of you know him now. He was a very well-known person of basic youth conflicts in those days. And his classes are taken with thousands of people in a large coliseum. At dinner time, they announced you have X amount of time to go and eat your meal and come back. I went there and I found some food and I came back. People were already there continuing with the meeting, so I missed some classes. But this boy does not want that to happen to him, so he brought the lunch. But also, this tells us something else. Doesn't say here, but we can understand from the context of the scriptures that he has a parents. His parents were also keen for the boy to take lunch with him. So their son not only simply go and wander around there, rather sit under the feet of Lord and learn and not be tired. So he filled fully in his totality, in his mind, in his brain, in his soul, in his body, he can come back. So a caring father, a caring mother, a child who is growing in that family has received instructions. How does he know? He received instructions. But you know, when Lord was asking, how are we going to feed these people? An instant response came from Philip was, sir, it is impossible. It is very expensive. Even an annual wage of a person is not sufficient. 200 denarii worth of food is not sufficient. And Andrew said, here is a young child who has a sack lunch with him. But that, what is that for the whole these people? So they were only seeing their inadequacy and also their insufficiency. And many times the Lord is calling us to do something, that is our common response. We instantly say, it is not practical, it is not possible, it is difficult, because we do not have all the things we needed. But we have to understand, our Lord is a person who has manifested in our own life, times and again, His blessing is more than sufficient to do whatever He wants us to do. I came to USA in 1972 with $8 to study of Master of Divinity in a seminary. At the end of the second quarter, I'm in debt. But I prayed to the Lord for a job. And He gave me in 1972 summer a job in a freight liner loading and unloading trucks, $7.50. Even the registered nurses in those days didn't make that money. So I was able to pay all my bill, have some money left aside for my wife to come and join me with my son, and ready to go to school next year. But toward the end of that school year, again debt came to me. I was kind of worried, how I am going to pay this. So I said, God, my God was sufficient for me when I started the school in 1972. I studied the Bible and theology, Greek and Hebrew, I forgot all that. But at the end of that time, I'm wondering how I'm going to pay my seminary tuition fee and graduate. So the same here. These people have experienced in their life the mighty provision of God, because they have seen they were able to understand the provision of God. See, they came to Him without knowledge and without practice of being a disciple. They know how to catch fish. To become a fishers of men is totally different school, different skill, different knowledge. and they are totally unable to do that. But now they are learning. This is a time, a second year of their learning process. And toward the end of that time, they have also, not only they have seen what Lord is doing, but they have received an anointment of appointment and power of the Holy Spirit upon them. So they have been appointed and they have been given the authority to go and preach the kingdom of God among the nation of Israel, and they have gone and spoke, and they were able to overcome the evil spirit and had the power to heal the sick and spoke the message of the gospel to the people and came back. They were very happy because they were able to do something they have seen our Lord is doing. Now these people, with this ability and practice, now they are saying it is impossible. Insufficiency in them have taken seriously instead of being sufficient in Lord Jesus Christ. But this boy is different. And when Andrew said, the boy has 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, Lord said, bring it to me. Bring it to me. So the child wrote that. And that is why we read, Lord asking, let the men sit, recline for dinner. But the question is, why he was willing to do that, or how he was able to do that? That's an important thing we need to observe. In that particular passage in the scripture where we read, nothing is mentioned except he came with Zacchaeus to listen to the Lord. And from that we derived his family was interested to send him. But more than that, we do not know anything. But in that passage, nothing is mentioned. But the scripture is not silent. When we look at the men of God in the scriptures, we see that how they have became men of God. They were not born as men of God. They were born as sinners. But during the course of life, the power of scripture in their life enabled them to do the work of God as men of God. When we read from the book of Timothy, chapter 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 14 through, we read like this, and but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from the childhood thou hast known the holy scriptures. From the childhood he has learned the scriptures. In other words, he was taught the scriptures. He learned what he was taught. You know, there are children in this country are memorizing hundreds of scriptures with an ability to recite that scriptures when they were called to say Psalm 1, chapter, book of Psalm 1, chapter 1, verse 3. Without any delay, instantly they quote that verse. Then a verse is quoted before them and asked, what is the reference? Without any difficulty, they will say the book, the chapter, and the verse. So they have been trained to do that. Not just 10 verses, not 100 verses, more than 600 verses. And also they study that and the background of those verses. So they are able to go in the Bible reading competition. And every year, number of students will win that. $10,000 each. So this Timothy has learned the scriptures from the childhood because he was taught the scriptures. Who taught him? In in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 says that which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and persuaded that in thee also. So there, the faith in him has come from his mother and grandmother. And then, now later he says, you have learned scriptures from the childhood. So not only he learned the scriptures, but also says that thou hast known from child the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And in the verse 14 says that thou hast learned and had been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned. Not only he learned the scriptures, but he has an assurance. In other words, he had convictions. That's very important. To learn in the scriptures is very good, but that's not enough. You must have a conviction. See, the Lord's table is something, by the grace of God, we have been following to remember him week by week. There is no passage in the scripture says that thou shalt remember me every week. But however, he said, do this in remembrance of me. We have to, it is our responsibility to remember him by breaking of the bread and partaking the cup. How often is not direct mentioning, except there is an illustration. The people came together on the day, first day of the week, to break the bread. And therefore we know, when we do not have a clear direction, we look in the scriptures, look for an illustration or event. From there we are able to understand this is something the early church practiced Sunday after Sunday. And therefore, when we see that, we have to remember our Lord. How often? Every Sunday. And we are practicing that. That's a conviction. And if we do not have that conviction, what happens? We may participate once in a month, maybe once in every 3 months. And there are places people participate whenever they like. I attended in my lifetime 3 years in a meeting, and they had a Lord's Table only 2 times. But why? Because lack of conviction. And also cultural influence pushes to ignore the value of the teaching. You know, there are people who practice an interesting way. A teacher taught in the school, my head is the, my head, teacher said, my head. So the student went then home said, my head, head of my teacher, my head of my teacher. He is memorizing that. Then father said, oh, no. My head is my head. Oh, okay. My head, dad's head. My head, dad's head. So in the home, my head is dad's head. In the school, my head is teacher's head. Why? He is not able to comprehend. He's talking about me as a person. My head is my own head. The same way, you go to a meeting where there is head covering, you put the cover. You go to a meeting, there is no head covering, you put that in the bag. Because you don't want to look odd. But if a person with a conviction, no matter 1,000 women is sitting, you will have your head covered. I have seen that. So that's a conviction. So this Timothy not only learned the scriptures, also he knew the scripture has the power to make him a child of God by faith. By this time, he has learned the scriptures from his mother and from his grandmother, and he had developed the convictions in the scriptures, and he came to know the Lord. As a result of that, he became a man of God to do the work of God. Says that all scriptures given by inspiration of God, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, when we look in the life of Joseph, life of Moses, life of Ruth, life of Samuel, life of David, life of Daniel, we can see the influence of the word of God in their life from the childhood. See, Joseph was taught by his mother, because scripture says Rachel and Leah built the house of Israel. As a result of that, when this evil came to him, he never developed bitterness toward his brothers. When the ferocious sin came to him, he never developed bitterness to the wife of Potiphar. When the brothers came to him, he wanted to help them with the food, with the care for their animal, and also return their money and safety of their travel, but he never revealed himself who he is. That is, in order to help them to understand themselves what a foolish thing they have done to their brother. So only by process Joseph was able to lead them to fully understand they have done evil to their brother. But they were talking in the Hebrew language, you know, like we were talking in Malayalam. You know, they are from my home state. And therefore, brothers thought, this Egyptian is not understanding what we are saying. You know, many times we think like that before God. We say things, do things, thinking, assuming that he is not seeing, he is not understanding. But exactly, Joseph heard, understood, saw, and knew exactly what's going on there. And finally, he came and said, I am Joseph, your brother. See, all these events, he never was bitter to them, never was angry to them, never was mad to them, never was unhelpful to them. But he has done certain things, acted certain way, so that these people will be coming back to their senses. And so they repented and they said, do not worry. Don't worry about you sold me here. God sent me here so that I am able to give you food now. Not only to you, to the whole world. To feed the whole world, God has sent me here. You sold me, but don't worry about that. He was very calm, very quiet, very comfortable. And he proved again and again and again until the death of his father what he said is what he meant. When father died, the brothers got trembled, came to the bone. They said, now our father is dead. Joseph is going to do revenge upon us. So without knowing who Joseph is, six times they said, Master, Master, Master. Four times they bowed down before him. Now they know who Joseph is. Their younger brother, baby brother. But after that also, they call him Master. They bow down before him. And so Joseph already forgiven them, but they are saying, don't do any harm to us. Don't forgive us. Say, not your brothers, your servants. But Joseph said, what are you saying? Am I in the place of God to do this? Look, he was not explaining anything, simply stating and making a one statement. God is the one who do the revenge, not me. I am not in that position. I am not God. I cannot do this revenge to you. Look, Now, what does he get that influence? From his home. Because we read in Genesis account, he was a godly young child. And he was motivated and moved by Spirit of God. And when he saw the evil of his brothers, he was sad and he reported to his father. So he had a mind of, by the word of God influenced upon him. Same way, also Moses. Moses actually studied in the University of Egypt. He grew up in the royal palace. And the university and palace and position and possession influence was great. But deep in his mind, there is another knowledge who he is, because he was fed by his mother, weaned by his mother. We do not know how long she did that. But anyway, she did enough time so he can hear the story of Hebrews, understand about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. And he also living in a time every male the child should be thrown in the river for crocodiles. And you are alive because God has a plan for you. So that influence of history of the nation of Israel was taught to him by his mother, was there irrespective of all the education, all the power, all the position, all the privileges in the palace, never removed his fear of God in his heart. So at the age of 40, he said goodbye to the palace, goodbye to the position, goodbye to the pleasures, and decided to suffer with the people of Christ. So what he has learned from the childhood. And Samuel is very clear, very clearly says, mother has weaned him and took him to the tabernacle in Shiloh. And there we read he ministered unto the Lord with Eli. Verse 12. Verse 17 we read again. He ministered to the Lord with a gown, a ephod. So there is something, at 12 he ministered to the Lord with Eli. Now he is ministering to the Lord with ephod. What is the time a priest wear an ephod? At the age of 25. So what is the time Samuel came to the tabernacle? Book of Samuel is not giving any time. What is the time Jesus went to Jerusalem and sat an acceptable person to sit in that council at the age of 12? Such an important age for a Jewish people. So Samuel must be 12. Somebody wanted to argue, I have no argument. So the last 13 years of time, he was living and learning in an environment, ungodliness is the rule. Wickedness is the practice. Evil is the normal life. Eating, enjoying, doing the offering, everything not according to the plan of God. In fact, Eli totally failed to help his children to understand the holiness and the value of the Yahweh. But Hannah, praying woman, a crying woman, a caring mother, visited every year her child and brought a gown to him and taught him. And he said, I will not come with you, Elkanah, this time. I wanted to wean my child and make him ready to come into the tabernacle, and when the time comes, I will bring. So he has to go as a priest. So at the age of 12, he went there. 13 years he survived against the wile of Hophni and Phinehas. And what he learned from his mother, what he has seen in his mother, what he has read in the scripture, must influence him to resist evil. And without any difficulty, he became a priest, a prophet, and a judge. There were three offices he held in the nation of Israel. Our Lord is the only one person who has that three offices. No other people. You can say Moses, yeah. Moses more a leader than anything else. But this person. Because how he was able to do that? Not because of any influence. Not because of his power. Only because of his yielding and obedience to the word of God. And again, we look in the life of David and look in the life of Ruth. We see that how the scripture has influenced them in order to do that which needed to do to please the Lord, to keep the standard of the Lord, to bring delight in the heart of the Lord, to bring the approval of the Lord. So, here is a young child who brought food for himself. But instead of eating that food, the moment he heard, "Bring it to me," the food is already before his hand. Because he knew, he was a trained child from his childhood. That training he received, he continues in staying with him. And but scripture says, whatever you train your child, it will not depart from him until when he becomes old, he will practice what he has learned. And now why have you trained your child? Because every child is born into this world of sinful people. And says that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. How do you remove that foolishness? By psychology? By relieving the child to do whatever he likes to do and make him happy? No. By rod of discipline, rod of correction. So applying the rod to a child, make the child a man of God, not by only rod. That's one thing. Most important thing is the scripture. And Samuel saw in his mother the power of prayer. And Moses saw in his mother the ability to resist anything that is against the plan of God. And therefore, he was a royal person, was able to resist palace. David saw in his life the power of God when he defeated the cruel, ferocious animal. And therefore, he was able to defeat Goliath and became a king in the nation by appointment, anointment of God. So all the people of God who has done something for the Lord have been brought up with the word of God from their childhood. Now the whole thing is well explained in the life of Timothy. So this child knew it is blessed to give than to receive. It is blessed to give than to receive. Therefore, he readily gave that to the Lord. As a result of that, 5,000 men ate food, and women ate food, children ate food, disciples ate food, Lord ate food, he himself ate food, and 12 baskets full of food as leftover has taken away from there to the homes. So, when he has decided to obey, to blessed to give than to receive, he experienced the power of God and a blessing in his own life. He didn't take any food with him to back home. But he has taken a tremendous experience that has a great conviction, and later on in his life, he would be capable to do something superior and greater for the Lord's glory. So we have a responsibility as parents and grandparents to train our children to walk with the Lord. May the Lord bless you all to do that. But the Josiah, would you be forced in prayer?
Lord, we pray for this desire to be in each one of us. We pray for the children as well to respond to the Word of God and to the free invitation to the gospel. We pray that we would also, in our Christian walks, respond to your daily invitation, command to abide in you. We thank you for putting these things before us today, and we pray for your enabling grace to help us in our frailty and our weakness and our inadequacy in and of ourselves. And we pray that you would guide us, strengthen us, empower us, bless us as we go, and that you would also do the same for our brother and sister Vargis. Thank you for their visit, and that we would build one another up in the love of Christ, and that you would be our guide and our leader. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.